Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, June 9th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And well, it's a big week for the Eagles as they will hold their mandatory mini camp on Tuesday. It's a one-day mini camp. Obviously, everybody expected to be there, thus the mandatory part. So it's going to be a big next few days in terms of previewing the mini camp. Obviously, we'll have a pod talking about the mini camp right away. And then on Wednesday, we'll continue to break down what we see. So going to be a fun beginning of the week for the Eagles. And then after that, well, we got the long stretch until training camp. So cherish the football we're going to get this week, because it's going to be a while until we get to see the Eagles back out on the practice field. But for today, before we get into the mini camp stuff, we got some more, of course, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson drama. So Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was interviewed by Aaron Wilson of, I believe it's the Houston Chronicle is who he's with now. He does an awesome job. He's been covering the Texans for quite a while. So yes, he's with click2houston.com now, but covers the Texans and got a chance to talk to Chauncey one-on-one, it seems like. And he got, as you would expect, whenever Chauncey talks, quite a bit of stuff from him. And Chauncey opened up a little bit more about why he was traded from Philadelphia, or at least why he thinks he was traded from Philadelphia. And I thought the whole thing was really a good insight into how Chauncey feels in general. So let's get into a few quotes from Chauncey Gardner-Johnson speaking to Aaron Wilson. So Chauncey says, when asked about the trade and essentially the Eagles saying it's about money, Chauncey goes, quote, "It wasn't about money. If it was about money, everybody would have been gone. How can I say this in the most respectful way? Saquon deserved it. Zach deserved it. But the reasons behind it, the fans don't deserve that reason. It's deeper than that. The fans don't deserve it's about the money. Because if that was the case, my contract was safe." Well, end quote. And that well was obviously me. Couple thoughts on that, first of all. So I guess I would say that money was definitely part of the reason they moved on from Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I don't think that is incorrect. Like, they did not want to pay Chauncey the money, the cash that, we'll put it this way. They did not want to give Chauncey a new contract at the end of the year. And when you know you're not going to give a player a new contract at the end of the year, it does make sense to try to get value for him if you can. So there's that financial aspect to it. The fact that they were not going to extend Chauncey beyond the 2025 season. So he was essentially entering his final year with the team. The other financial part that I believe is correct is the cash part. Like, I don't think they wanted to pay Chauncey all the cash they were going to pay him this year. I forget the exact number, but I think it's around 8 or 9 million in cash they saved by trading him. We've talked a lot about cash this offseason in terms of what how they're trying to save cash so that next offseason they can pay all the guys that they have to pay. So I think those are two true financial reasons that he was traded. Then if you wanted to add a third, you could say the fact that they paid Saquon 1 year after his deal, but we're not going to be willing to pay Chauncey. You could add there's like a financial aspect to that decision as well. So I personally think Chauncey's wrong when he says it's not about the money. But here's the other thing that I think is true, and the Eagles are probably doing Chauncey a solid by doing this, and maybe Chauncey doesn't want to keep going with this because maybe the Eagles will start to talk about why they traded him. And I think part of that is, like you heard Vic Fangio say it, he was fine with moving on from him. I don't think they view Chauncey as good of a football player as people outside the building do and as Chauncey views himself. Now, they could be wrong for sure. Like, Chauncey has had a good career. He's been a winner wherever he goes. He creates a ton of turnovers. But when I think the Eagles try to say, you know, hey, like, Chauncey was a great player, at least Howie did. Like, Chauncey's a great player, but there's financial reasons, you know, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think they're doing him a solid there. I think what they could have come out and said if they wanted was, like, we don't think he's that good. And, you know, like, if he's going to be unhappy about his contract, which I know he says he's not here, but if he stays in Philly, maybe he feels differently. That's probably not somebody they want in the locker room, like, upset about money. So I get where Chauncey is coming from by saying he doesn't think it was fully money. And he's right. Like, I don't think it was fully money. There were probably, you know, personality things at play where the Eagles wanted to move on. There were probably, you know, X's and O's things where Vic Fangio feels differently about Chauncey than maybe everyone else does. I just think the Eagles were trying to do Chauncey a solid by being like, yeah, this was strictly financial. We'll trade you somewhere you can get paid. We'll trade you to a winner. And that's basically what Chauncey said, if you remember, when they initially traded him, was like, it was all good. I do think now that he's in Houston, there's probably, and he's had more time to think about it, there's probably a little more bad blood there, just in the way that, like, he's truly gone now. I think when you're initially first traded, maybe you're kind of like looking for the positives. And I think Houston is actually a good landing spot for Chauncey. But regardless, I think now Chauncey's talking a little more because, A, he's doing press conferences and interviews, but also I just think it's probably settled in for him that he's actually not with the Eagles anymore. So another interesting quote from the article, which you should all check out, is Chauncey. Now, this is not about the Eagles, but I think it's just kind of how Chauncey feels he's viewed around the league. So Chauncey says, quote, "I feel highly disrespected, but it's a business. Never was an All-Pro or Pro Bowl. Never. Led the league in interceptions. What more do you want? People say he's a hazard, he's this, he's that. I've never been no hazard. They got no real issues on me. That black ball ain't going to work on me because I got a ring. I got one. I got three more championships in me. I'm probably going to win the next three. I'm going to get me another Super Bowl this year. Just watch." So, end quote. Look, I think Chauncey's correct, right? Like, there's never been, at least that I know of, like, any true off the field issues with Chauncey. I think even the locker room stuff, like, I think that at times he's like a wild card a little bit, but I personally never heard any issues with him in the locker room this year or the 2022 when he was here. Like, there is a Darius Slay thing, which he actually talks about at one point. He goes, quote, "Let's clear this Slay stuff up now. I have no problem with him. He's a respectable vet. I ain't never going to hate on someone like that. When the real Florida personality walks in the building, they know." End quote. Not really sure what he means by that, but I mean, he does say he has no problem with them. I don't think that's completely true. I don't think they were like the best of friends, but they made a Super Bowl together in 2022 as part of the same secondary, and they went to the Super Bowl in 2023 and won it, or 2024, I should say, and won it. So obviously it wasn't a big enough problem where they were like unable to coexist. So in terms of like the Chauncey feeling like he's, you know, viewed one way, like, I think there's a positive to a certain degree of how Chauncey's viewed. Like, I think teams acquire him for that, like, for the on the field kind of, like, you know, swagger he brings, for what he does to the locker room. I think it was Jason Kelce last year who talked about how, you know, locker rooms need someone like Chauncey. And you saw last year, like, and I've said it on the pod, I think he was a net positive overall for the Eagles in terms of a personality. I just think on the field, he was not who everybody kind of thinks he was. He does create turnovers, and he has a line in here that I thought was actually like perfectly described, you know, how his game is. It was something like no risk, no reward. And I think that's how Chauncey plays. Like, Chauncey definitely takes risks. It leads to missed tackles. It leads to, you know, letting up big plays, but it can also lead to big time plays for sure, like big time interceptions. So basically, Chauncey, obviously, still talking about being with the Eagles. This is now the second time in 2 weeks or in a week we've talked about Chauncey. He had the Instagram post last week, which were, you know, basically kind of saying this only in like Instagram form. This is, I think, a little longer in terms of how Chauncey feels. So, yeah, I think ultimately here's where I land on the Chauncey thing. People will, for sure, this season, if the secondary struggles or if the team struggles, they will for sure point to the trade of Chauncey. Like, I almost think it's somewhat irrelevant how Chauncey plays in Houston, because I think if he plays, it like how people feel about the trade is going to have to do more with how the safety next to Reed Blankenship plays and how the team is overall. And if the team is struggling, if the guy next to Reed is struggling, everybody will think, well, Chauncey, it wouldn't happen with Chauncey. If the team doesn't have the same type of swagger they had last year, people will say, well, that's because of Chauncey. And I think there is some truth to that. But I also think that, like, and I've said this before, if your team is dependent on Chauncey being the main reason, then you have larger issues. And I think that this team has enough like true leaders where Chauncey leaving shouldn't be a big problem. Now, 2023, I think there was a few reasons why that team fell apart. I don't think not having Chauncey was the reason. And I also think this whole idea that, you know, they brought Chauncey back because they missed him. I think if Sidney Brown never tears his, I believe it was his ACL, like Chauncey's not back. I think that was more about they needed somebody to replace Sidney or to find another safety. And they were familiar with Chauncey. And, you know, that was that. But yeah, we will see. We will see. I think that him saying it's not about money, like, he's correct. There were other reasons he was traded besides the money. I'm just not sure anyone benefits from the Eagles coming out and talking publicly about some of those reasons, because they don't want to speak ill of Chauncey publicly. And I don't think it benefits Chauncey to have them be like, well, he was bad in coverage, or, well, he's not someone we wanted in the locker room. Like, I don't think anyone benefits from it. So Chauncey's correct, but I think the Eagles are also correct in how they handled it. So on the other side, speaking of another potential trade, right? The Eagles traded Chauncey. This could be another potential trade. It does feel like this name is coming up more and more when it comes to the Eagles and the potential of them making a deal. So we're going to talk about that on the other side. But first, a word from our...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sponsors. So, like I said, one more day of mandatory mini camp on Tuesday. And then after that, we got the 6 long weeks until training camp. And now I think those 6 long weeks will obviously be big for teams. They'll take time off. You'll see teams, you know, players will go back home. GMs and head coaches will take a little bit of time off. But it'll also be a time for the team to reassess their rosters and make any potential moves heading into training camp. So, that being said, NFL.com put an article together, and one of the questions was, what trade do you want to see before the 2025 NFL season begins? And answering this question is Mark Ross, formerly of the Giants, and he says, Trey Hendrickson to the Eagles. Trey Hendrickson, of course, the Bengals defensive end. And Mark Ross's reasoning, quote, "The Eagles dominated the Chiefs in the Super Bowl with a relentless pass rush, but Philadelphia has questions on that front heading into the 2025 campaign, given the loss of Josh Sweat, Nolan Smith's injury, and the inherent need for young guys like Moro Ojomo and Jalix Hunt to level up. General manager Howie Roseman hit big on the trade for wide receiver A.J. Brown in 2022. Trading for Hendrickson, who's in a contract standoff with the Bengals, could provide a similar effect for the defense. Plus, the Eagles just cleared more cap space by dealing Huff. This would be a case of the rich getting richer in a move I wouldn't put past Philadelphia," end quote. So, Trey Hendrickson, I think, is becoming more and more realistic the longer him and the Bengals are still going at it about the contract. It does seem like it's, at first, Trey Hendrickson wasn't trying to take it personal. It does feel like now when he talks about it, it seems personal to him. He seems mad about how it's going. He seems like he's disrespected. And I think he would welcome a change somewhere else. And with that being said, I think the contract situation changes quite a bit. I think if they would have traded for him around the combine or like the first day of the new league year, you're talking about a big time contract for him. But now, I think he would probably go somewhere else simply just to get out of Cincinnati. So what would it cost to trade for Trey Hendrickson and what would it cost to pay him are now the two key questions, in addition to how does he fit on the roster. So first, let's talk about the draft compensation. I think you're probably looking at a second round pick or maybe even a third that could be a second. I don't think you're giving up a first for Trey Hendrickson. He's in his early 30s. He is in a contract standoff. You have to hand him a contract. I think you could probably do a third that becomes a second and acquire Trey Hendrickson. And I think that is potentially a price the Eagles would consider, depending how they're feeling about their edges after seeing them for the first part of the offseason. So the draft compensation, the Eagles have 13 picks. They have a loaded young roster. I don't think the draft compensation would be an issue. Now let's talk about the money. So financially, he currently has a $15 million base salary. And that's interesting to see because you just never see players on the Eagles with that high of a base salary. Normally, they have a low base salary and then their contracts are tied up in option bonuses and signing bonuses. So the reason that matters is because if the Eagles were to acquire Trey Hendrickson, they would acquire his $15 million base salary. Now, I don't think he would ever actually have a $15 million base salary with the Eagles. My guess is they would acquire him and just hand him a new contract, or at the very, very least, let's say he decided just to play out the final year of his deal, they would take that $15 million, turn it into a signing bonus, stretch it out, and lower that cap hit. So I don't think there's any way Trey Hendrickson would cost the $15 million in salary cap space that the $15 million base salary would indicate. You could work around that. Now, the other thing, though, is would they want to just pay him, right? So here's a key part of this, and we talked about this a lot in free agency. He's 31 years old and he'll be 32 in December, which means you're going to get, you know, 31, 32 season this year. And then next year, you're getting his 32, 33 season. And all of a sudden, like he's 34, 3 years out. So I think you're looking at this on a 2 year kind of thing, maybe even a 1 year, like maybe the two sides just agree. Hey, he's going to come to Philadelphia, play in primetime games. He's going to play in big time playoff games and we're going to up his value. Like that's certainly possible. But in a world where they just want to pay him so that they have him beyond this year, I don't think it's going to cost as much as people think. So here's just a little context as to what 30-year-old plus edge rushers get in the NFL. Of the top 20 contract values for an edge rusher, zero or 30 or above. In the top 20 of guaranteed money at signing, zero are 30 or above. You have to go to practical guarantees, which is essentially guaranteed at signing, but like not fully. And only one of them then is over the age of 30. So Trey Hendrickson being 31 and then 32 this season does greatly impact, in my opinion, the money that he'll get. It doesn't mean he's going to be cheap, but it also means you're not handing him a Max Crosby, Miles Garrett type of contract. So a player that's potentially comparable just because of his age, Danielle Hunter of the Houston Texans, $48 million practically guaranteed at the age of 30, an average of $35 million a year. Now, his contract's a little unique because he signed a one-year extension, but that's something you could potentially see for Trey Hendrickson. So if the Eagles were to trade for Trey Hendrickson, what would it cost? I think you're probably looking at an average of around $25 million a year-ish. So maybe he's got $15 million in his base salary now. Maybe the Eagles give him $40 million over 2 years. You get $25 in that first year. You get $15 in the second. I think that's potentially something you could see. Maybe you have to give him that full $30 million average. And if you do that, then you're talking about $60 million. But I don't think all of that would be fully guaranteed. I think the money for Trey Hendrickson is definitely not as much as people think it's going to be. But the next question is, are the Eagles willing to do it? And then also, are they willing to take snaps away from Nolan Smith and Jalen Hunt? And I think that's the main question with this trade. It is not really financial. Like, I think that the money is low enough now where if they view him as like they have a need at edge, they could go and do it. The question is just, do they want to take snaps away from Nolan Smith, Jalen Hunt, and to a certain degree, Azeez Ojulari? Because I think those are the three guys they mostly want to give snaps to. Trey Hendrickson is not like bringing in like a Jadeveon Clowney or a Za'Darius Smith. Like, Trey Hendrickson will lead the team in snaps or potentially be right there with Nolan Smith if they acquire him. Now, he makes edge position way better. He had 83 hurries last season. He's a sack machine. Like, he is still a very, very good player. So I think the Eagles would probably view this as a 1 year, maybe 2 year deal if they were to get him. And I think it really comes down to what they feel they've seen from Nolan Smith and Jalen Hunt. Or potentially, you go a week into training camp and maybe it happens. So early on after the combine, I didn't think they'd be trading for a big-time edge. And I still think that, you know, if you had to ask me 1 out of 10, the chances they get Trey Hendrickson are probably like a 3.5 or a 4. But that's way higher than I would have said, as I think the money continues to dip for Trey Hendrickson. And look, ultimately, the Eagles, like, we know Howie, he's never paid an edge big money, but I don't think this would even qualify as big money. Like, you're probably giving him $30 million-ish guaranteed, $40 million-ish guaranteed, and he gave that to Bryce Huff last offseason. So I would not rule it out. I think there's become more and more buzz about the potential it happens. And I think that, again, 3.5, 4 out of 10, that's certainly higher than I would have said before. So that'll do it for today's Daily Pod. Once again, thank you guys so much for listening. Can't wait to get this week started. Can't wait to be at practice on Tuesday. And always, as always, excited to talk Eagles with you guys. So thank you so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Birds!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.